Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 188-623-3646. Lots to get into today. Also, let me not forget, anybody that wants to send me a voicemail message or what have you, just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. And I've got you covered. There's a lot of stuff to get into today. Some trades that have taken place within the National Football League. We'll definitely get into that. Trades involving the Jaguars, trades involving the Raiders, trades involving the New York Jets, the Indianapolis Colts. We're definitely trades involving the Cowboys. We'll definitely get into all of that as well. Of course, manager for the World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers, Mr. Dave Roberts, is coming on the show as well. Looking forward to talking to him. Plus, there's some other stuff that I'm going to get into as well. But the first order of business is piggybacking off of yesterday's show in a variety of ways, because the Dallas Cowboys just ruined everything because they lost the game last night to Arizona. And by losing the game to Arizona last night, 27-17, we just can stop talking about the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. They ain't going. They're not going any damn place, okay? Let's just get that out the way right now. And that's really, really hard to stomach when you consider that Jerry Jones blessed us with his presence yesterday, stayed about an hour and a half on this very show. My man Michael Irvin, the playmaker, showed up as well. He was there, the one and only DeMarcus Ware, Hall of Famer. He was there as well. We had a grand old time talking about football and talking about the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones had a lot to say, an awful lot to say yesterday about a lot of things that I really didn't have time to get into because I'm hosting a show. I'm interviewing folks, and I'm just making sure that I get to what I need to get to. But definitely Jerry Jones said some things that took me aback. No doubt about that, and I'm going to talk about that as the show progresses today. One of the things was how we going to trade, and trade is going to make a difference. Come to find out, the trade was for Logan Wilson of the Cincinnati Bengals, linebacker Logan Wilson. That's who the Cowboys receive, and the Bengals receive a 2026 seventh-round pick. That ain't going to cut the mustard. That ain't going to get it done. That's not going to make up for the loss of Micah Parsons. That's not going to propel the Dallas Cowboys defense to new heights. This team is not good. It's not good. And I thought that the offense, as prolific as it was, would ultimately make some noise last night and drop 40. And come to find out, their offense didn't show up at all. I mean, they scored 10 points last night. Remember, the Dallas Cowboys had a blocked punt, and ultimately that was returned for sat on in the end zone, and it was a touchdown for the Dallas Cowboys. But they've got four straight losses to the Cardinals dating back to 2020. They lost 8 of their last 9 to the Arizona Cardinals. And this same Dallas Cowboy team that was averaging over 41 points per game at home this season fell to 0-5 this season when scoring fewer than 37 points. So if you don't score 37 points or more, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you can't win a game. That's essentially what that statistic says, and there's no way around that. And so Marvin Harrison Jr., after his father called out their team and how moribund their offense was, he goes out, 7 catches, 96 yards and a touchdown, caught 5 of his 6 targets for 61 yards and a touchdown. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I can't believe how bad it is. I can't believe how bad it is. The Dallas Cowboys right now, the 11th seed in the NFC. The Eagles are ahead of them. Every single team in the NFC North is ahead of them, okay? Including the Chicago Bears, who also have beaten the Dallas Cowboys this year, okay? You've got Tampa in the NFC South. They're ahead of them. You got 3 teams in the NFC West. They're ahead of them. And actually 4 now, because the Cardinals at 3-5 have already beaten the Cowboys, who are at 3-5-1. So basically all 4 teams in the NFC North and the NFC West are ahead of the Cowboys, plus the Eagles, plus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's why you got Dallas at 11th. This, it's over. It's over. You're not going to the playoffs. It's just that simple. And so now, it calls for reflection in terms of Where do you go from here? You know, what can you do if you're the Dallas Cowboys? Complete overhaul of the defense, essentially. You might need a few parts. Maybe that's a bit exaggerative. I get it. But the point is, you can't score on anybody. And then you're looking at the offense, and you're saying, where were you guys at? Where were you guys? Dak Prescott, 250 yards passing. Sacked the season high 5 times. 77.9 passer rating. Dallas obviously turned the ball over 2-3 times. Ferguson and Javonte Williams each lost fumbles. Dak Prescott threw an interception on a desperation heave, 4th and 28. I mean, it's no big deal. CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens combined for 13 catches on 21 targets for 164 yards with no scores. And then Dak Prescott's last two games, 61% completions, 219 passing yards, a touchdown, 3 interceptions, and a 66.2 passer rating. Those ain't MVP numbers. So we sit here and we look at it today and we say to ourselves, another season. Another season going to wash. And Jerry Jones, listen, I'm very fond of the man, the businessman. He's brilliant. He's worth $20 billion. The franchise is worth over $13 billion. But we all know, as the executive of the team, the president, the GM, the owner, he's left a lot to be desired. And listening to him yesterday talk, I was shocked. I was shocked when he said about, Micah Parsons. Because we weren't even really pressing him about it. But he's looking at DeMarcus Ware, and he's looking at Michael Irvin, and he's talking about that summer heat in Texas. And he says, I've never seen anybody lay on the damn bench in public. You just saw a little something different, a little something coming out of his mind, a little something coming out of his head. He wasn't having it. It is what it is. And that's what you're seeing from Dallas. I'm just looking at them right now. This is just bad. Total defense, 31st. Scoring defense, 31st. Pass defense, 30th. Rush defense, 29th. Third down defense, dead last. Red zone defense, 28th. Why don't you just say, listen, we're horrible and we're worse than everybody but the Cincinnati Bengals. And just get it over with. Don't even waste your time thinking about anything or anybody else, because it really, really doesn't matter. That's what we're looking at here when we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm looking at the Arizona Cardinals, by the way, and we got to talk about them for a quick second because they got some decisions to make. Ladies and gentlemen, do you put Kyler Murray back in? Or do you sit him out and you say, no, we're going with Jacoby Brissett? You might have to do that because right now I'm here to tell you something right now. Don't know if y'all seeing this. Look at the numbers right here. Yes, Jacoby Brissett is 1-2 as a starter. But just look at some of the numbers. You're looking at it right now. Kyler Murray is clearly more dynamic. But here's the bottom line. Cardinals offense by starting quarterback. When Jacoby Brissett starts, it's 357 total yards per game of offense. When Kyler Murray starts, it's 288. When Jacoby Brissett starts, it's 287 passing yards per game. Kyler Murray's at 192. Two touchdown passes per game for Jacoby Brissett. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception in the 3 games that he's played. 1.2 TD passes per game, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions for Kyler Murray. And 25.7 points per game for Jacoby Brissett compared to 20.6 for Kyler Murray. If you are the Arizona Cardinals, you got a decision to make. Just a couple of years ago, you gave the man an extension with an average annual salary of about $46.1 million. What are you going to do? If I'm the Arizona Cardinals, it's a tough spot because even though Kyler Murray is more dynamic, the bottom line is he is miniature in height. And you never know what kind of role that plays in the eyes of some people. But in the end, what it comes down to is, yo, is he the answer? Is he really, really the answer? You got to move. If you're not going to reinsert him back into the starting lineup, you got to trade him sooner than later. Because you got to make sure you get some semblance of equitable compensation. There's plenty of teams Kyler Murray could play on. This might not be it in Arizona, but it could be somebody else that could utilize his skill set and his talent because the brother is talented. But you got to figure out something. And if you bench Jacoby Brissett and you put him back in and he doesn't perform well, where's that going to leave you as a franchise? Because you're still fighting and battling to try to be relevant in the playoff picture. So these are all the kind of things that I look at when I look at the Arizona Cardinals right now. They got a decision to make about Kyler Murray. And in all likelihood, it's going to be sooner than later, like as in today. And if you don't move him today, okay, what are you going to do? You going to keep Jacoby Brissett in the lineup? Most people would say you should. You might not think otherwise. But who knows? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Lots more to get into. Make no mistake about that. The New York Jets. They've made a blockbuster trade, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Jets. And I don't know. Listen, let me say this to you. It's two trades that have gone down, okay? One of them is the New York Jets trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts. I'm told it's for two first rounders, all right? That's a big deal. But then here's the other one. Rashid Shaheed for the Saints has just been traded to the Seattle Seahawks. With Njigba and the way that he's been balling, with Seattle and the way that they've been running game, to add an additional weapon at the receiver spot, I think it's a very, very, very big deal. That's something that we can't ignore. And if Sam Darnold continues to play the way he plays, because by the way, Sam Darnold looks better this year in Seattle than he looked last year in Minnesota, where he started off 14-2. Because with Seattle picking up Rashid Shaheed, I mean, I got to tell you, I think that's a big deal. Now, with the Colts, this is a big one, all right? The Colts cornerback depth, they've been tested all season long. They ranked 26th in pass defense, so that's clearly a category that they have to improve. And we know that Sauce Gardner signed his huge contract extension this past offseason. 4 years, $120.4 million, by the way. Highest paid cornerback in NFL history. He's established himself, we all know this, as one of the premier corners in the game. I think the number here says he's allowing a career completion rate of 50%. He's a two-time first-team All-Pro in four seasons, but only has three career picks. That's usually because people don't throw in his direction. That's really what the problem is. That's really what the problem is if we're really, really looking at it. In terms of which deal is bigger, I think that remains to be seen. We got to look at that and check that out for what it's worth. And as I scour the whole league, by the way, just looking at things, you got people listening. I'm listening to folks talk about the Kansas City Chiefs are in trouble. Kansas City Chiefs might not make the playoffs. Now, y'all need to get drug tested. Y'all keep thinking like that because that ain't going to happen. Patrick Mahomes is going to get to the playoffs. Travis Kelce and Andy Reid, they're going to get to the playoffs. I'm not going that far. I'm not going to be that ridiculous, that ludicrous. They're going to get to the playoffs. Now, what they do with it remains to be seen. But they're going to get to the playoffs. Right now, you got Denver and the Chargers ahead of them. Of course, you got teams in the AFC North like Pittsburgh. You got the South, which is Indy. You got the East, which is Buffalo and New England. But it's really not about just the record. It's about how the Chiefs look. They were unblemished in one score games last year. This year, they're 0-4. Complete shift. A complete paradigm shift. I don't know how that's happened, but somehow, some way, they got to figure it out. But in the AFC, it's hard to know who to pick the finger because I wanted to say the Indianapolis Colts, but I didn't expect Daniel Jones to go into Pittsburgh and commit five of their six turnovers. I didn't expect Daniel Jones to look like Daniel Jones. But he struggled, and he did, and it's that. And you got to go from there. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised that Daniel Jones in Indianapolis looked that bad against the Steelers. I knew you key on the run, you make Daniel Jones beat you. That's all. I got that part. Because you didn't think he was capable of doing it, and you showed why. But Indy, is that an aberration, or is that something that will continue? I think that's an aberration. I don't think we'll see Daniel Jones look that bad again. And with Sauce Gardner coming to Indianapolis, I think their defense is going to look that good and give them more bites at the apple. I think this helps the Colts immensely. I think this is a huge deal. But it also does speak a lot about the New York Jets, who are on a fast track to nowhere. Sauce Gardner should consider himself a very, very, very lucky man. He's gone from football purgatory to literally playing for a meaningful franchise right now in Indy. Got to give credit where credit is due in that regard. No doubt about it. Because Sauce Gardner can ball. Plain and simple. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. We'll get into some stuff, percolate what's going on in the National Football League. These trades, the trade deadline expires at 4 p.m. today. Who needs to do what? Who needs to do what before the trade deadline expires? Particularly if you're looking to compete for a championship. Who needs to do something different? Who needs to make another move? Who needs to make a trade? Who can afford to stand pat? All of that and more we'll get into. Plus, manager Dave Roberts is coming up on the show as well from the Los Angeles Dodgers, the World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. So stick around. It's the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.